Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a bonus episode of the Kingdoms Queens podcast. We are joining you guys live because we were live just last night, and we had no idea that DeAndre Hopkins overnight was going to become a chief. Unbelievable. Veach always is working when everyone else is sleeping. So, Brett Veach, thank you so much. Jody and I both woke up today to like 10,000 text messages and DMs of like, holy crap, did you see DeAndre Hopkins to the Chiefs? And we both could not be more excited about it. There's a lot to say, but we're going to just do like a little quick little bonus episode for you guys here. Me personally, I have been like recruiting this man on his own Twitter page for like years to come to the Chiefs because he's such a Patrick Mahomes fan. And he's said that on his own account for years and years now. So we're just so excited to have D-Hop here, and we're excited to get into this with you guys. So I'm your host, Lexi.
Hey y'all, what's up? I'm Jody, as I'm like trying to.
I know this is impromptu. This is impromptu. So I'm gonna share it real quick.
I love it. No, like Lexi's absolutely right. First of all, I'm gonna just say this. If I did not go to the office today, I would have not seen it for like an additional hour. Like I woke up early because I had to go into the office.
Yeah.
And I actually woke up at 6 a.m. And I like looked at my phone, but I didn't like look at social media. None of my alerts popped up, nothing. And then an hour later, I was like, all right, let me look at my phone. And I was like, why do I have so many messages and notifications? Like, what's wrong with y'all?
Well, and so
the world came crashing down.
Literally. So same for me. I had my alarm set for 8:30 and I checked my phone. I like my body woke me up at like 7:45. So I just randomly like look at the time, check my phone. I have all these missed messages and it's like, D-Hop to the Chiefs. I'm like, wait, what? Like, did I have a dream? Like, I'm so excited. So as y'all know, the Chiefs are, we had quite an offseason. We added Hollywood Brown, who was previously on the Ravens. He was drafted by the Ravens and then the Arizona Cardinals. He had a fantastic offseason with us, a fantastic training camp, and then went down our first preseason game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So we never even got to have the thrill of having Hollywood Brown in our offense. And then we had Rashee Rice. Rashee Rice was off to a phenomenal start in, I think he played four games. Four games. And he was a leading receiver, leading top five receiver in the entire NFL after those four games. He's still the leading receiver on our team after six games. So if that tells you anything where we're at. Right. And then Xavier Worthy, who is our amazing rookie, who we have high hopes for, but he's a rookie. He's learning the NFL. So we never got to have our full like big three wide receivers together. And it's been fine because, listen, the Chiefs are still 6-0. Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Matt Nagy, they're going to make it work on the offense, right? Like, they're going to do whatever they can to make it work. And they have. And we've, right now we're sitting, or before today, we were sitting with Xavier Worthy as wide receiver one, Mecole Hardman as wide receiver two, Justin Watson, wide receiver three, Sky Moore, wide receiver four, right? Like, we didn't have, that's not a lot of depth. And then we have guys on the practice squad who I think could come in and do their thing, but we didn't have a lot of depth. So there was a big, and the trade deadline is in 2 weeks, 13 days, pretty much from today. So there was a big need for wide receiver on the Chiefs, and no one quite knew what was going to happen. I think everyone felt like there was something coming, but who's to say? Like, the NFL is crazy. But Brett Veach, man, give him his flowers.
That guy's incredible. Let's kind of get into a little bit of the trade details, because I know a lot of people are like, what in the whole entire world? So DeAndre, whatever Veach was cooking up at 5 a.m. Central Standard Time in Kansas City, it was a great deal. And I think the thing is a lot of people, just from listening to sports radio all day, watching ESPN, listening to all the different sports shows, and just kind of hearing like what they were saying, trying to compare the D-Hop trade to Kansas City compared to the Amari Cooper trade. There was a lot of that going on. Like, well, what did it come down to? And it wasn't a matter of age, because D-Hop is older than Amari Cooper. It wasn't really necessarily the amount of money, because when you look at what the Bills gave Amari Cooper, they did not really give him a lot of money either. He's just playing through this one-year deal. The Cooper Kupp situation, of course, we knew there was no way we were going to give up a two for him. And the fact that they were probably he was looking for pretty much really big, like a long-term commitment. And that's something that we weren't going to do for him either. If you know Brett Veach, you know that it's going to be like a one-year deal or a three-year deal. And like, that's the max, unless you're
correct.
Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Trent
McDuffie next Chris year. Chris Jones. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So, this deal is actually just a conditional fifth, which means right now we're just giving Tennessee a fifth. Here's a fifth
round pick.
And I'm going to get more into
next year's draft. Yeah.
Now, if the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl, which, duh, of course we're
going to the Super Bowl. Which we should, especially now.
We should now. That fifth turns into a fourth, which, again, that's still.
But that's part of the clause. So that basically tells me that the Titans are expecting us to go to the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
They're like, if y'all go to the Super Bowl and DeAndre Hopkins plays only 60% of the snaps, which he'll play easily 70% or 80%.
Right.
If you guys go to the Super Bowl and he plays this many percent of the snaps, then the pick turns into a fourth round for the Titans. And All respect to the Titans, man. They've been really great with trading with us. They took Snead from us this past season, which literally, I was so glad.
It's basically like we just did a trade. Like, hey, here's Snead. Give us Hop. Okay. So Snead, I'll take it.
But I'm so happy because he got his payday.
Yep.
And then we deserved it right back. Like, it's perfect. So,
and he deserved that payday too.
Thank you, Titans. Thanks so much. We love you guys.
Bless. That was amazing.
Thanks for doing business with us.
Bless. That was amazing. So I'm actually trying to look up the actual dollar amount right now. I will say this, though.
Yeah.
The Titans are going to take on half of the remainder of D-Hop's contracts that's left over, and the Chiefs are actually going to take the other half of that. I want to make sure the exact $5 million number, because that's what it is. But the Chiefs are only going to inherit about $2.6 million left on DeAndre Hopkins' contract, including just the fifth that's going to turn into a fourth. So when you kind of look at that and you're like, that's really all we're doing, especially because when you look at the Titans, you kind of know right now that they're in a situation where they're trying to sell. they're trying to, I'm not going to say necessarily that they're tanking the season, but they already know that their quarterback is not delivering it the way that he is. And it's a very high possibility, depending on what the draft looks like next year, what quarterbacks are available in the second round, first round, they may go out and get another quarterback. And that I was told from an inside source with Tennessee today. So I don't want to say they sound like they're kind of selling off pieces, but they definitely had another trade that happened today as well after the D-Hop trade. So you can see that they're kind of like in a rebuilding, which I guess they always were in a rebuilding. But I mean, going out and getting D-Hop, going out and getting Snead, going out and getting Mayo, like you would think that they would be making their way towards the right way. And
Mayo is
that's his name, Mayo. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
You don't even have to say his name.
So that's what's shocking for me. So to see that we're only giving up a fifth or a fourth and only not even coming out of $3 million, sign me up for that, especially when we know who D-Hop is as a receiver. He's definitely going to fit in and take over in that Juju Rashi Rice role almost instantaneously.
Did you see that tweet today? I can't remember who posted it. I want to say maybe Joshua Briscoe. Someone posted it earlier saying when Rashi Rice was coming out of college, he said he modeled his game after DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, yeah. No, I do. I remember that when we were when he was in
when he was in the draft.
I remember that. Yeah, for sure. Which I mean,
it's really cool.
Why not? Right. So like not only are the Chiefs getting it right, I feel like Brett Veach was being extremely particular on who he wanted to bring in. And when I say Brett Veach, I mean Brett Veach and Andy Reid. I feel like they were being very particular on what type of receiver that they wanted to bring in. We have all type of Hollywoods and all type of Hollywood and Xavier's, right? But when you look at Mecole Hardman, he's the same type of receiver as those two. So it's like we definitely needed the big body receiver. Our tight ends have been doing immaculate. They have been killing it so far. Be able to add that other piece, we've seen what happened almost immediately when Juju came back. And when you were listening to the press conference today, it was so funny because you could tell the trade details were not complete yet at all. Andy Reid was super tight-lipped, like
he goes, he literally goes stone cold. He goes, I know nothing.
Which is hilarious because when I was listening to sports radio all day, they kept clipping it and repeating it over and over. Yeah. So I was dying laughing. I was like, you know what? Andy Reid just gave us gold for the rest of his career. So I really appreciate that. But
my favorite press conference, like if you never watched an Andy Reid press conference, you need to do that because he's hilarious.
It was really good. But to know that that is really like what they were working through, because they did say that Cooper Kupp was an option. Like they picked up the phone and called to see what they were willing to do. And they picked up the phone for Amari Cooper and they picked up the phone for Devontae Adams. And they were like, we're not dealing with y'all. So, I mean, that tells you that Brett Veach is out here actually trying to get this team where it needs to go. But what I was saying about Andy is something that he mentioned in the press conference today that really stuck out to me. And I kind of laughed a little bit. When you listen to all of these different people on media and podcasts and all of these places, they're like, me too. We've had to change up so much because we've had so much adversity week after week after week, right? Which is not a lie. We have lost somebody every single week.
Every week.
And they're still figuring out ways to win. But Andy Reid was like, no, we haven't changed much. You know, the guys that we have step up and do what they're supposed to do. So, I mean, he's going to fit right in. And I'm just like, really, Andy? Like, we're over here stressed out, anxiety. What's happening with this team? Every single week is changing. Andy Reid is figuring out ways to adapt. But then that just really reminds us of who this coaching staff is and what it is they're doing. And we always talk about it all the time with Spags on how, like, the guys have to be versatile and be able to play in so many different areas. Well, duh, I guess we should assume that too for the receiving group or the offense in general. So Andy saying definitely not – like, no, it hasn't been hard for us. We've been able to just fit guys right in, and it's been just fine, which he's not lying because we're 6-0.
Because literally, this offense, to a similar degree, it's similar to the San Francisco offense where you can plug and play a lot of guys, right? Like, Andy Reid and Kyle Shanahan are two of the very best coaches in the league, and absolutely, they are able to plug and play a lot of people. Like Jordan Mason on the Niners came in for Christian McCaffrey and has been phenomenal. And you're just like, okay, yeah, I see that it's a scheming thing, and you can scheme almost anyone to do well.
Yeah.
And that's the same same thing with Andy Reid. However, there comes a point where you need bodies for one. Yeah. And then you also have one of the best quarterbacks of all time playing for you right now. Why would you not want to give him an elite weapon? Like when you have the chance, and now in past seasons, I know we both have been like, we don't want to go all in because we don't need to, because we can get it done with the bodies that we have. This season has been different because you're losing your very top talent. Aside from Travis Kelce, we've lost everyone.
Literally, like
we've lost everyone.
I don't think we've ever seen this happen to a Chiefs team.
No.
Well, I mean, back in the 2000s,
Super Bowl era, like we're in.
Yeah, I'm like back in the early 2000s, you've seen it happen, like with the defense, and it's like,
yeah, but it didn't matter as much then.
Everybody, but no, I don't think I've ever seen this, and I think that's what's really been kind of triggering me today.
Yeah.
The moments I was on social media, because I was like, I'm not entertaining these people today. But
right,
just kind of seeing all these
haters.
About,
there's so many haters.
Oh, the Chiefs are desperate. They have to go get someone. We are desperate.
Actually, yeah.
We lost our number one, our number two, and our number three wide receiver. We've also lost our number one running back, including the fact that we just lost a corner. And Charles Amina, who is probably not even back until late November, December. So, you know what?
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is like that. And Patrick Mahomes can go out and deal and wheel and all of this.
Listen,
but he can't throw the ball to himself.
We literally, and he does. He has. He's gotten two tip passes in his career where he's literally gone and caught it himself. But literally last season, he won with Rashee Rice, a rookie, as his wide receiver one. So this man has been asked to do a ton and has still won Super Bowls with that talent there. So I wore my Travis Kelce shirt today on purpose because
I have villains on.
Love that too. Love that. That's perfect.
I went villain.
But I cannot explain how excited I am to have. Now, okay, so we had, obviously, Patrick Mahomes, who will be in the Hall of Fame for sure. We have Travis Kelce, who will be in the Hall of Fame for sure. We have Chris Jones, who will be in the Hall of Fame for sure. We now have DeAndre Hopkins, who will be in the Hall of Fame on side of Travis Kelce playing with Patrick Mahomes. And if D-Hop gets himself that Super Bowl ring,
it's a wrap.
That's
the only thing he's missing from his resume.
That's the only thing.
That's a good thing, too. Like, another conversation that I was having today was like, okay, D-Hop got paid, and the Titans are taking on the remainder of his contract. And I believe he got about $13 million last year from the Titans. So
yeah, he did.
He got his payday.
He got a good payday.
Like, now it's literally a matter of let's ring chase.
Let's get a ring.
It's either you're chasing a ring or you're chasing a bag, or you're chasing a ring to go get a bag, or vice versa. You got your ring, so now you're trying to go get your bag. So, I mean, when you kind of look at it like this, D-Hop already knows he's not coming to the Chiefs to be the number one receiver. But him being in the wide receiver room when you have guys like Juju, or imagine Rashee Rice learning from D-Hop.
Oh, my God.
What that can do for our future.
Oh, my God.
Like, insane. And then even receivers like Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy, even though they play different styles of wide receiver, there's still so much that they can learn from him because he's been so electric over his whole entire career.
Imagine being Rashee Rice and modeling your game after this guy and then getting to be on the same team with him.
Literally. I mean,
he has to be all the time.
We say it all the time with our running back room with Kareem Hunt and Isaiah Pacheco. Isaiah Pacheco getting to partner with and learn from Kareem Hunt, who is one of the best runners in the NFL. So, I mean, when you kind of look at the way like things are setting up, it looks really good. I still think the trade deadline is in 2 weeks, right?
Yep.
We still technically need another receiver.
And here's the thing is, Jody and I know that Veach isn't done. Like, we know that there's probably a move or two to come.
So, but here's my thing, right? I had to think about this. The projection is Hollywood will be back by December.
Yes, we got to talk about
Hollywood is back by December. Are we getting another receiver? Or do you go corner? Or do you add to the D line? Or do you add somewhere else? Like, Veach might not be done, and it, but it might not be a receiver.
Or could it be
trending to be back? And even if Juju is out 4 weeks, say he ends up out 4 weeks and then he comes back. You get Juju back at the end of November. You possibly get Hollywood back in December. Of course, Charles Amenihue, even though he's on the other side of the ball, you get him back. Then you still have Hollywood Brown. I'm sorry. You still have Xavier Worthy. You still got your tight ends who are killing it. Noah Gray, Jalen. I mean, just Jaden. God bless. Jared Wiley. Jesus Christ, on this freaking team.
And I know, there's so many J's.
When you have a tight end room that's as deep as it is, your wide receiver room is deep. It's just people are injured, and some of those guys are going to start coming back. Do you really have to go get another receiver, or can you be fine with the receivers that you got?
Right. Now, I think...
especially if Mecole Hardman steps up.
I think if they... added one, I see it being like a DeMarcus Robinson.
I'm totally fine with D-Rob.
And I think everyone would be fine with him coming back.
I would love that, actually.
Extra depth. And right now, with the rumors of Hollywood coming back, which are, like you said, December, January, which would be perfect. And then Pacheco coming back in November. I mean, we're going to have weapons galore by the time we're ready to go on a playoff run.
Literally.
Adding someone like a DeMarcus Robinson who knows the offense, that would be cool. I think it depends. If the Rams win tomorrow, then they might not be on a fire sale. If they lose to the Vikings, then I could see them kind of being on a fire sale, which is where maybe a guy like D-Rob comes in. I wouldn't be surprised if a guy like Donovan Smith came back for a left tackle. I don't know for sure, but I could see something like that happening. I think there's been some rumblings of that. And then other than that, I don't feel like we're going to add anyone to the cornerback room. I don't feel like we're going to add anyone to the D-line. I mean, maybe like a Za'Darius Smith from the Browns, but other than that,
I don't think we'll add to the D-line at all. I think it'll either be a receiver or a corner.
Yeah.
Honestly.
But
that's where I'm at. But I mean, D-Hop coming to this offense is amazing. Electric. Like, it is literally the best thing that Brett Veach could ever have done. Like,
I'm so excited.
I know we wanted Deontay Johnson real bad, but I'm not mad at all at D-Hop coming to this
at all. And for anyone that wants to say he's washed, let me tell you what happens to a man when his career gets rejuvenated like this. And you get to go play with the best team in the league. You get to go play with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce on your offense. Like, hello, you're not going to be. No, he's not washed. He's going to get
burned. Get burned because the defense doesn't stay on the field. So the offense is going to be out there nonstop.
It's going to be great.
Don't be surprised if you see him take a snap or two this weekend in Oakland.
Yeah.
And it's not even going to be a matter of, did you understand the playbook?
It's going to be,
Patrick's going to be like, just run a route.
Can you run a route against the Raiders? Like, yeah.
I'm going to be thrilled.
It's going to be amazing. I cannot wait.
I hate that he doesn't. I hate that this game that he could possibly play is not at Arrowhead, because
I know
he scores a touchdown this week, which is a very high possibility because, as we said yesterday, the Raiders are awful.
Technically, though, it's Arrowhead West over there, so it's usually like a home game for us over there.
It's like a home game. So, but when he does play in Arrowhead, which of course I sold my selling my ticket for that game, so I'm not gonna like see it. Kind of sad, but say he does score in that Bucks game.
Now I kind of want to go. Right. I don't know. We'll see.
Right. I'm like, I'm currently selling my ticket, but things could change. We'll see. We'll see how the weekend goes. So, but no, we just wanted to hop on here and talk to y'all about D-Hop because this is incredible. All
Super
of Chiefs
excited.
Kingdom has been begging Veach to make a move. And not only did he make a move, like, if you had to grade it A through F, I'm giving it an A. I don't I don't think he missed at all on this. Like, at no. all on this. And
I feel like you couldn't have done anything better.
And people are so mad that the Titans
at the Titans
did a deal with us. But it's like, please don't forget, the Titans also just did a deal with us in the offseason. So,
yeah.
Of course, that relationship.
We have a good relationship.
Don't be mad at us. Be mad at them. But we're friends. So it is what it is. And you're going to get over it. But, yes, we just want to get on here, talk really quickly about this trade because it's major and it's definitely worth the conversation. Weird. If you are listening on YouTube, shout out to y'all because we did not even talk about
having Yeah, thank you guys for tuning in.
Super, super random. We appreciate everybody. We're up to almost 900 views total, which is crazy for a quick 20-minute conversation. Yeah. But please, if you're on YouTube, take a moment, like this show, back out, hit the like button, come back in. Super grateful for y'all. Keep running the comments up. If you're on Twitter, please retweet this because everybody wants to talk about D-Hop right now. So retweet and get
that as well.
And other than that, like we said yesterday, we probably will not see you next Tuesday, but we'll definitely see you next Wednesday.
So. Yes. Yes, we will. We have an event next Tuesday with Creed Humphrey. And that'll be awesome. So look out for our content on that. And then we'll be back next Wednesday.
I feel like I got to get on Twitter and do a new score prediction now because we have D-Hop. So I might get on there right. and do that.
And unless we get another like crazy trade, we might pop back on. But
I know, then. Right? I know there are a few Chiefs podcasts tonight, though. So make sure you tap in with them. A lot of them are getting ready to go live right now at 7:30. And Lexi's going live at 8.
I'm about to hop on another one. It's always Sunny in Chiefs Kingdom with Taylor Witt. And I'm blanking on the other name. Real Bird Lawyer is his name on Twitter.
So, but, yeah. Lexi's going live at 8. I'm not sure if it's going to stream directly from her page, but she'll retweet it. So well, y'all can
yeah, I'll figure it out.
Yeah. So y'all can go support it too. But other than that, shout out to y'all, Chiefs Kingdom. Great, great day to be a Chiefs fan. An undefeated Chiefs fan.
Oh, and apparently, just to add, like, the vibes were so high. Like, Isaiah Pacheco was in the building today. He's walking around just fine.
Rashi
Hollywood Brown and Rashi were in there. They were walking around. Like, vibes are high right
on
now.
Twitter. Patrick Mahomes literally just tweeted a picture. Sorry. DeAndre Hopkins literally just posted on Instagram a picture of him and Patrick Mahomes together. One of the graphics like that.
Yeah.
So, love that. And of course, if you follow Chiefs players, you see they all been going off about
excited.
Chris Jones, Charles Amenihu, Drew Tranquil. Everybody's super excited.
Yeah.
So it's been great. So, all right.
Excited. Thanks, y'all. Bye.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.